Now, you've also been hosting the Tuesday evening music club at Meyer Gardens. It starts up again in July. How'd you get the ball rolling with that?
Well, that was, I kind of backed into that. That was something that I think they had started their first year. It was either first or second year.
Okay.
Of doing the...
At the amphitheater.
The amphitheater, where they actually were bringing in national bands. And I think Sean Colvin was scheduled to play on a particular evening.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting rain south of us. I mean, we might even had a little rain that day, kind of like what happened with the Al Green experience here just recently. But this was happening where the planes had gotten canceled or, you know, delayed so much in Chicago, and Sean Colvin was supposed to be on one of those planes, and the call came in that she was going to rent a car and drive up. She in the amount of time that they would take to get rescheduled and rebooked and get up here, she could drive here.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing was, at the time when that call came in, they said, you know, if they had somebody that could come out, do a set of music, by the time that was done, she would probably be here by then.
Okay.
So that was what was going to happen. So I wound up getting there and doing an opening set, or at least that's what I thought it was going to mm-hmm. be. And about the time that I was supposed to hit, the call came in that she was actually still in Chicago, so it was not going to happen. So they went out and told the people, which at the, you know, was a full amphitheater at that point, and they said they were going to cancel the show for the evening, and but people could wander and take in the gardens or go get a refund or wait for the next time, you know, mm-hmm. use it at one of the other concerts. That was kind of thing. It was at the early stages of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I went out to collect my gear after that announcement had been made, the people were still sitting there. I don't know if they were just stunned or they just didn't want to move. So I walked out. As I did that, then people began to kind of applaud. I looked over at the promoter and I just said, you know, what do you want me to do? And he just kind of signaled to play.
Mm.
So they gave me some sound. I played a couple of songs. The response was great. It kept going and did about 20 minutes.
Right.
Standing ovation, walked off stage, and the press people were there to do the interview with Sean Colvin. Instead, they did it with me. And the Meyer Gardens people said, would you like to do this every Tuesday
mm-hmm.
through the summer? And I go, what do you mean? You know, I don't think it's going to be something I'm going to be able to do every Tuesday. But well, we'd like to just keep the gardens open on Tuesday nights and and do some music,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You could come out and do that. And I said, well, I think I like the concept of the music, I think I'd love to be able to see if I could do a little bit wider scope of people, because
there's
a number of other musicians that I know. So I called up, you know, Grasshopper and a bunch of other artists that I knew in kind of a short order to try to make it happen, because they wanted to do it right then.
Okay.
And so we set it out, and they said, but we want you to play again. So I wound up, it happened to be that particular year, Tuesday fell on my birthday, which was the August 31st. So
mm-hmm.
I brought in a few friends, and then I closed out that evening. But from the time that we started,
mm-hmm.
I think the first show we did was with Grasshopper and a couple other bands, and it was raining cats and dogs. And we still had about 400 people out in the rain. And that was the same night Bob Dylan was in town out at Whitecaps. Sarah McLachlan was downtown. So there was we had a fairly, you know, formidable competition for the night.
Mm-hmm.
But it grew from that, and then every year we just sort of kept it going.
Sure. So, now, are you involved with picking the acts that perform now?
Ted Bufkin, who's out there, and myself sit down and we talk about some of the bands that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a list of choices, and we go after that. But the thing is, that's where the way it started. Once Ted came on board, and I think they were talking about getting rid of the event at one time, just before they hired Ted.
Okay,
and you know, Ted and I talked about ways that we could still make it work.
Sure.
And we so we sat down with our list, and then we kind of went after some of those bands, and mm-hmm. the list has gotten so that we don't even, and we've got so many people that
sure.
that are on there now, and we're trying to keep up with it. We, you know, rolling through it.
Right.
Some of the bands we've gotten to, some of we haven't. And
so who's on the list for this year?
For this year, oh, we've got. We actually have expanded it from what it used to be just in August. Now it's in July.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got, you know, Function and Garrett Bourne's, Group I, Cablito, and Annabelle Road and the Wallace Collective, Orpheum Bell, Fograss, Crane Wives, Juliet's, Ski Town Style, Ski Town Styling, Blue Molly, Carrie Lynch, Delilah DeWild and the Lost Boys, mm-hmm. Icicles, Valentiger, and then myself. And
great lineup.
And last year, I had I've brought in special guests,
mm-hmm.
guys that I know that are touring, and I've had Peter Mulvey's been in, and mm-hmm. Meg Hutchinson out of Boston.
Sure.
Brought up out of Chicago, the Sons of the Never Wrong. Mm-hmm. Last year it was Phil Madera, who's mm-hmm. from Nashville, and he's the guy that produced Little Miracles. But he's also keyboardist for
okay.
Emmy Lou Harris.
Okay.
And so he'll be in town
mm-hmm.
This
Friday.
I don't know what the dates
she
are. I was being hesitant talking on the radio if I should say dates, but he is coming to town with
right.
Emmy Lou, and he will have already played the stage, so he's got one up on her.
Okay. Now, what are the ticket prices for a lot of these shows?
Well, these shows, they're it's just the cost of what would be getting into the garden.
Okay. Gotcha.
So whatever you know, if you want to come visit the gardens and hang out and take that in for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then come over to the show, you know, bring your picnic lunch or grab something in the cafe. You can do that.
Okay.
If you're already a member of the gardens, then these shows are free.
Okay. So, well, that's a good deal for the members. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you've been quoted, I've read before, you've said that some of these young musicians do about me music. What do they need to do to mature as songwriters and move beyond that?
I think I know maybe what you're getting at, but I don't remember saying that in particular, but I think there is a certain element of, and I don't know if it has to be just with young people, I think it could be with anybody,
sure.
Where they're at in the stage of writing songs or what they're trying to get at. There's, because I know there's young songwriters who
mm-hmm.
are way mature beyond their age, and they're writing songs about issues and concepts that, you know, I had no clue
mm-hmm.
When I was probably 19 to be singing about.
Right.
But if we're talking about topics and things like that, addressing things that have to deal with, you know, interpersonal relationships and stuff that go beyond just, you know, hi, you're cute, let's go out, you know.
So things that, you know, writing things that have a greater depth to them and that people can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, pop music by its very definition is probably this fun, snappy,
mm-hmm.
very surfacey type of feel-good music.
Sure.
But then there is another level of music that's just as you know, valid, and
mm-hmm.
and there's a place for pop music.
Sure.
There's a place for that kind of thinking and experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, having a good time and dancing the night away kind
right,
of music.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But, you know, sometimes people want to reflect a little bit.
Sure.
You know, it's like the difference between reading, you know, going and seeing, you know, the Avengers or going and seeing some other kind of film. You know?
Right.
So.
It also depends on one's mood.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not, I mean, but I don't know that I went after the young people.
Fair enough.
All young people are, you know, shallow.
Sure.
I would never say that.
Yeah, maybe not shallow, but maybe, you know, as far as what the direction of the songs are mm-hmm. and how they relate.
I mean, to some degree, we're all certainly narcissistic.
Sure.
At a certain level.
well, that's what Facebook and Twitter are for these days, I guess.
Yeah. You can try to redirect some of that, but
right.
Know, I don't know how many people were really that interested about what I had for breakfast or what I'm doing at a particular hour. But I think there is a place, you know, to direct
right.
people, you know, about things that people think about, whether that would be, you know, quotes from Walden's Pond or, mm-hmm. you know, things that actually have some substance.
Now, you mentioned touring Europe when you were a teenager, but you also had an opportunity to go back as an adult and mm-hmm. tour. What was that experience like for you?
I've had a couple of different experiences on that, and they've all been great.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Trout, who's going to be in Grand Rapids for the Blues in the Mall the
yeah.
end of August, he closes it out.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to go with him a couple of times. I've been over with him as a opening act and got to be in a lot of the same venues with him and
okay.
do, you know, 20, 30-minute set before he came out, which was very interesting because I was a little bit nervous. I wasn't sure exactly. I'm not really a blues act.
Okay.
And so I wasn't quite sure how they would respond, but they seemed to really get it and enjoy the music, and they responded very positively. So, and even the guys that were handling his shows gave me a really good review of and appreciated what I was doing for him.
So, great.
The other one, a time I went, I got to go over and do a series of dates with Marvin Etzioni. We stayed in the town of Como, a little apartment there, and then did a lot of outpost
okay.
type concerts at some of the clubs and pubs around. And that was quite the amazing little experience, too. I love my Italian connections.
Very nice. This is Paul Jendraziak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio by Ralston Bowles, singer, songwriter, musician. You can check out his website if you like at ralstonbowles.com. Thanks for joining me, Ralston.
One of these days, somebody's going to have to come in here and ask Paul just exactly what got you into doing this.
Fair enough.
All right.
Sounds fun.
All right.
Hey, good talking to you.
Yeah, see ya.